chapel. Got a whole clip, but I only need like three to pop. Professor X, because if I give Psychic, he gonna have cerebral problems. I'm mad at
So if you haven't seen the interview, Jada just recently came out and was like, the type of niggas that I like, you gotta have a gun. You gotta be a hood nigga. You gotta have some street to you. And having some street to you will get you a long way. Now, there is some truth to that. Having some street to you can get you a long way in the street. Having some street to you outside of the street a lot of the times ain't gonna really get you that far. But that's not really the conversation that we trying to have. I just wanted to bring it up. Because a lot of the times, and I've been saying this for a long time, niggas have to switch the type of bitches that we like so we stop seeing these type of bitches, okay? Because we are the reason that a bitch like Jada exists. Men, we did it, okay? We are the reason that bitches like Sukihana exist. And I like Sukihana. You see what I'm saying? I don't really know nothing about Jada besides the fact that she dated Lil Baby, but she seemed fine as fuck. It was kind of disgusting to listen to her just be like, I just need a nigga with a gun. He don't necessarily gotta have money. He just gotta be street because I could do something with a street nigga. I can't be with no regular nigga. The part that threw me was like, what if he a millionaire, but he like a doctor or a dentist? She like, no, I don't want no doctor. I don't want no dentist. I want a hood nigga. I would say, and there's going to be women that's going to comment on this and say, oh, okay, that's just Jada. That's just her. Well, that's the point. That's the type of bitches that niggas want. Niggas want the bitches that got the fat ass, the big titties, whether they real or fake. Niggas be talking shit about, oh, I want a natural woman, this, this. Y'all don't give a fuck. And y'all can barely tell. Y'all can only tell after a woman or a homosexual man, because usually those be the two types that'll point this shit out, will point out in a certain picture at a certain angle that it's fake, then you'll realize it. Okay? As a nigga, you have no fucking clue when a bitch is real or fake. You don't give a fuck. You have no fucking clue if that's her real hair or that's not her real hair. You're not finna ask. You don't give a fuck. As long as you get some pussy. So we, as niggas, have to change the type of bitches that we fuck with, that we glorify, and that we give money to. Because that's why a bitch like Jada is influencing young niggas to be out here doing more. And she's not influencing them in the sense of she's actively telling niggas to go be in the streets. No. She wants a nigga that's in the streets. I want a bitch like her. So what that mean? I gotta go to the streets, right? And a lot of these bitches will post or will say or will put their music or will put, you know what I mean, in their lifestyle in the way they want a street nigga. And that's not women's fault. We as niggas glorified that street life. Women follow the men, so while we was glorifying it, they like, well, the nigga I want to be with is glorifying it. I want a nigga like that. You know? And it shows. I just saw a video of two bitches trying to rob two other bitches. I ain't never seen no shit like that before in my life. This was the first time I had ever seen a robbery involving four women, and all four women had weapons. It's some new shit to me. This is some brand new shit. This is a brand new type of women that we dealing with in this generation right here. The part that also threw me was, if you paid attention, Jada mentioned that she's a suburban girl. She lived in a decent suburban area, had money, went to nice schools. You see what I'm saying? Parents had nice jobs. It was no problem. So why is it that she's going after and glorifying that street life, and that's something that she's never been a part of? Why is that? Why is that? Go ahead, go ahead. I don't have it. Why is that? You see what I'm saying? And if you are putting yourself in a situation where you're constantly perpetuating something, then the women are going to. And right after the women do it, then the niggas who couldn't get the women, okay, that be the thing. The niggas that can get the women set the trends. And then the niggas that can't get the women overindulge in those trends. Okay? What I mean by that is, if Idris Elba started wearing a certain type of clothing or a certain type of this or that, more niggas would start wearing it. Why? Because bitches are going to be like, I like Idris Elba. Idris Elba is wearing that. I want a nigga that's wearing that. You know? And it just so happens that in the black community, a lot of our celebrities like to, even if it's just a hint, even if it's just a little bit, want to perpetuate that street life. Want to put that street life in the forefront. You see what I'm saying? And you don't necessarily have to do that, but they do. And they do it constantly. It is starting to become more and more prevalent that this type of behavior is inherited. You know? It's learned, it's inherited. And that's the worst. That's the worst. Because you're going to go into situations where boys are taught to be something that there's no need to be anymore. And women are taught to be attracted to something that there's no need to be attracted to anymore. Okay? Most gun owners, the first and only person that they shoot is themselves. I wanted y'all to know that. So when Jada mentions, I need a nigga with a gun, most gun owners never actually shoot another person. Most gun owners only get to ever shoot themselves. So a lot of the times, these niggas with gun, they just got them. They're not shooting at anyone. They have no one that they need to shoot at. They just shoot themselves on accident or on purpose. One of the two. But yet, this is the type of lifestyle that we like to perpetuate. So this goes to my long, long studied theory that there are two types of women in the black community. Okay? There's nuance, but these are very, very broad spectrums of women. So a lot of women fit into them. You either are a Beyonce, or aspire to be a Beyonce, or a Rihanna, or aspiring to be Rihanna. What I mean by that is, Beyonce is sexy. She does have freak tendencies when need be, and she can be wild and crazy. But that's not what you see when you see Beyonce. A lot of times when people see Beyonce, they see queen, they see mother, they see motherly. You see what I'm saying? They see more yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no, that type of, she gives off a different aura. it's not necessarily better than the other one. And Rihanna, she gives more of a sexual aura when you just seeing her, being around her, her music, her demeanor, her attitude. It's more of a sexual nature. And I've noticed a lot of times niggas want a Rihanna on the outside, but a Beyonce on the inside. And a lot of times you're not gonna, like, that's not a real thing, okay? A bitch who is living in that Rihanna thought process, that Rihanna headspace, it's on the outside and on the inside. She exudes sex appeal. She's not trying to flirt, but her conversations are just going to be flirtatious. Her thought process, her voice will just be flirtatious. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean that she's a hoe, that the hoes aren't. There's hoes that go by that have that Beyonce aura. And there's motherfucking conservative women that have that Rihanna aura. But it's two types of women in this world. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times when it comes to these niggas, we want that Rihanna sense of, okay, this bitch is just going to be give me such a sexual, you see what I'm saying, feeling every time we do things. You go out with this bitch, it's sexual. You see what I'm saying? You see her in pictures and videos. Everything is just has that aura to it. But then when you get with that type of bitch, you realize that, damn, that aura, you can't turn it off. Now you're upset. Now you're hurt. Now you're going through her phone. Now every single one of her male friends you want to fight. Now every single one of her female friends you think she's having sex with. Because she's giving off that Rihanna aura. But You want her to be Beyonce when it comes to your friends and family, and when she go out and when she's not with you, you want her to be Beyonce, but then when she's with you, you want her to be Rihanna. And then niggas be having the opposite. They're like, well, I want this Beyonce, I want this Beyonce, I want this Beyonce. Then they get with her and they're like, okay, she's a normal, chill, she's not the super, she'll be freaky every once in a while, but she's a very regular, just enjoying the time type of woman. And you expecting all of these backflips and excitement and club trips and escapades in the middle of the night, and that's not gonna come with that type of woman. The thing is to pick a bitch and then to grow with her, not to mold her into something completely different. Y'all be trying to mold hoes and wonder why they cheat. You see what I'm saying? A pimp can mold a bitch. You're not supposed to mold your wife. You're supposed to pick your wife. Okay? And then all that's gonna happen is y'all blend together. These motherfuckers be fucking up. They be trying to just, you mold a bitch. And I always say this all the time. You take a hoe and you mold the bitch. That's what a pimp do. If you're picking a wife, you're picking her because of her qualities, because of what she does, because of how she acts, because of the way that she is. And you just want to grow with that. You don't want her to change that. You want her to grow with that. I can change a bitch. You see what I'm saying? I can change a hoe. And a lot of times, motherfuckers be thinking, oh, okay, I got this Rihanna type of chick. I can just change her. You're not a pimp and she's not no hoe. She just is of a more sexual nature than maybe some of the other women that you've dated. She may be of a more sexual nature than some of the women you've been around, so you don't know how to handle it. So you think, oh, she gotta be this, and this type of woman. No. I'm finna get my nigga Ease in the motherfucking building. URL Ease, y'all. Get the URL app. Go watch Ease versus Clean Paper right now. Ease versus Hansel is going to be happening December 10th weekend on URL. It's going to be some of the craziest shit in the world. Ease is one of my closest partners ever, so we finna hop on this live afterwards. But back to what the fuck I was saying, dog. Y'all be trying to mold bitches. I mean, y'all be trying to mold women. Y'all be trying to change women. You change a bitch. And this is another thing I have to say. Niggas be like, once a hoe, always a hoe, wrong. Because if that was the case, what if women thought like that about you niggas? They say they do, they don't. Okay. Women be, oh, once a hoe, always a hoe. They be taking you niggas back. Like, whoa, because there's not as many men available to find. So women love being like, oh, there's plenty fish in the sea. Ladies, there's not plenty fish in the sea. Not for you. There's plenty fish in the sea for men. There's not plenty fish in the sea for women because women's standards are way higher than men's standards. So there will always be less options for you. So goddammit, you, once you get something, you might won't keep it. Okay? Once you get it, you might won't keep it. And I always tell motherfuckers, there's two types of women in this world. And you have to know which type of woman is best for you. I personally need a Rihanna. I need a Rihanna type of woman. I cannot fuck with a Beyonce. That gets boring to me. Okay? I like a little bit of controlled chaos. Too much stability gets boring to me. I like to try new things. I like to do new things. I like to switch shit up. And I've always been like that. So as long as I have that opportunity, I'm going to keep trying to use that opportunity. I'm always going to be trying to switch shit up, you know? But there's a lot of people who don't, who they like stability. And if you like stability, you can't fuck with me. Because I'm, every once in a while, I'm going to just do some different shit. Fuck it. I'm going to just do some shit that I ain't never did before. I'm just going to say some shit that I ain't never said before.
He joining right now.
What's going on with you?
My
what's going on?
Boy, big stage is. So before we get into the battle rap, before we get into the interview, I was just having a conversation. I was saying that there's two types of women in this world. There's a Beyonce and there's a Rihanna. And that doesn't necessarily mean that one's better than the other or anything like that. You know, it's just one that's a little bit more conservative. And one that's a little bit more sexual. That doesn't necessarily mean that one is more faithful than the other, some shit like that. But you know what I'm talking about. I personally need a Rihanna type of bitch, like to kind of on some freak shit. What type of woman, if you don't fuck with somebody in the future to be with forever, what type of woman you think you're going to want?
Like, straight up, I need that Rihanna for sure. Got to have that Rihanna.
That shit different. Dog.
I don't need no, like you can be reserved and laid back and shit in public, you know what I'm saying, but yeah, I need that Rihanna. I need that type of action. That was going on.
And I've said this all the time, I'd rather my woman be, okay, if I know 100% that we locked in and she 1,000% faithful, she could be a little bit on the outside, you know what I mean, doing her thing. It ain't gonna really bother me that much. But I don't want to sacrifice, okay, because she not gonna be doing nothing on the outside. I don't want to then sacrifice at home, too. And with Beyonce, you never know. You could meet a chick and she might be nice and conservative, then go crazy in the bedroom, but that shit rare. Like, we're gonna sit here and have to be honest.
Likely. That's some rare shit. Like, you don't know. You ain't gonna too much come across that. A lot of them is like, what you see is what you get. You know what I'm saying?
It's 2022, man. People are being bored with social media and other platforms. Motherfuckers gonna let you know who they is. And did you see the interview that whatever Lil Baby ex-girlfriend did where she was like, I need a street nigga. I don't care if he a doctor and he make millions, if he don't have no gun, if he not a hood nigga, I can't fuck with him. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's like an issue, or is that just kind of something that as a black community, some of our women were just kind of taught?
Because at the end of the day, and this is how you got to look at it, right? What if that doctor or whatever really is a street nigga? What if he just done elevated? What if he don't hit growth and development shit? He just ain't living that life no more. You know what I'm saying? So you still get the best of both worlds. But you finna, because at the end, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of females that say that, what she said. Because them niggas that they be with really don't be street niggas. They got y'all fooled, and they make sure they don't put themselves in no position where they ever gotta prove that they really like that. So y'all feel comfortable. Females who say they really want that, when they really get that, they be like, oh, no, I don't want that for real. This nigga really like that. Hell no, we might fuck around and got that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I mean, you talking about this what you want. You just saying some shit that look and sound good. Now you dumb ass done missed out on a good ass man trying to be cute for social media and shit, acting like you want some shit that you deep down inside don't really know that you want. You don't really, a lot of them don't even really be knowing what that is for real.
They ain't ready to do that time. They ain't ready for no jail visits. They ain't ready to hide no work. They ain't ready to hide no money. Be no getaway drivers. All of this shit that might come with fucking with one of these real in the streets.
You just want the image cause it sound good, but you really don't want that for real. Like, so
in the money with it. Cause we're not gonna sit here and act like if you hit the right street, nigga, he gonna be tricking. He gonna be dropping out. You gonna get the purses and the bags. But then at the end of the day, you get shot in the leg. I had a homegirl. She posted on Facebook. She was like, I date hood niggas for protection. About 3 months later, she was shot in the leg.
And then, you know, and they go hand in hand, too, because, like, if you get with a real street nigga, right?
Yeah.
If it's like, oh yeah, nah, this nigga's really like that. But at the same time, a real fucking street nigga or a real gangster who moving the right way, they gonna make sure that they people ain't in that type of shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like especially if you're a real boss, you really like that in the street. Like you not gonna hell nah, like you ain't got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm really like that for real. You ain't got to worry about nothing like that. That don't mean nothing won't happen to me, but I'm going to make sure that it don't nothing happen to you type shit. So, again, if they really don't be normal. They just be fooled and tricked by these niggas until some shit happen. You really see it. Like, you see these niggas getting goddamn pumped in front of their old lady and shit. And the whole time, you thought them niggas was a street nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that your street nigga right there?
Ain't that your people? He just got.
You gotta fight the nigga that's picking on him. You more street than he is. You know what I'm saying? You pop off first. Like, what the fuck, foul? That's how you did. Females end up getting their shit knocked off, defending they nigga. Yep. The nigga ain't did shit. Then now that nigga done broke her jaw, and you still just got down. What you talking about, bro? Nah, bro, it wasn't like that, bro. Bullshit. But that's your street nigga.
Yeah, you might want to call the police now, because at this point, he ain't finna help. He ain't finna fucking help. You might want to call the police.
No, not at all.
For the people who don't know, which is crazy, if you watch Pimp Talk the podcast and you don't know who this is, who am I talking to? What's up, my boy? Let the people know who you are and where you at.
Easy, I'm one country nigga, Pangea. From goddamn South Georgia in this bitch, URL. Shout out to Florida Battle Rap, Florida Movement. Shout out to Georgia. Shout out my nigga ATM. Shout out to the whole Southern Movement, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Especially if you tapped in the Battle Rap.
All right, man. So we're going to get into a little bit of the personal side of the interview. We never do the Battle Rap shit first. Was Battle Rap your first step into the rapping arts, or was it a situation where you did music first? How long you been doing this shit?
I was a little nigga. I like started out doing music and shit. Like my big brother, actually, he over there. Like he been doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the nigga, he really one of them niggas for real. But he be playing around. He think he too fucking old. But this nigga better than a lot of these niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? So like when I was,
oh, he better listen to Griselda and shit. Them niggas 40.
Fuck, them niggas way older than him. He didn't get all that shit. For real. So, and what's funny about this nigga is, I was like 12. And this nigga started, you know how we started, we had a little studio in the closet and shit like that. So, niggas, years done passed by, niggas rapping, you know. So, I stopped doing that shit for real when I was like 15. But he really the reason why I stopped. He discouraged the nigga. He used to be like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, bro, you got bars. You can rap for real. But it's something missing. Like, you ain't got no swag. You don't sound like no music artist. You really sound ugly as hell. He was like, you sound like a battle rapper or some shit. This is before I even got in tune with battle rapper. And I'm like, man, what the fuck? Like, nah, this nigga tripping. Now, fast forward, I tell this nigga this shit is. I be like, bro, remember when your aunt told me before I even got in tune with battle rap that I sound like a battle rapper? And I look at him, a goddamn battle rapper. You know what I'm saying? So, fast forward, 2018, 2019, one of my close partners, he also do music. His music engineer who actually used the battle rap. He started out in Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out to Duval. Shout out to my home, the UBBA.
What was his name?
His name was Patrick. Patrick. Young Patrick. Yeah, Young Pat. So he was like, oh, my bro told him, oh, yeah, my bro, he into him with that battle rap. He actually 5'2". And so he was like, what, for real? Bro, I can make you a battle rapper. And I started laughing at him. I'm like, man, get out of there. Man, you don't know that now.
Battle rap, what the fuck?
You can't make me no fucking battle. He's like, no, dead ass, bro. This is what I want you to do. By the end of the week, I want you to record yourself, spin bars if you rapping towards somebody. And my bro was like, shit, you can use me as a target. I was like, bet. Fuck the end of the week. Give me like 15 minutes. Wrote some shit, memorized it, recorded myself. That nigga called Bike going crazy. He was like, oh yeah, bro, we finna do something with this. So he got in touch with my big brother, Artie Hammond, my brother, Bucci, down there in BBA. And we took off from there to my first battle. It was so cool. The event got canceled. So I'm on some fuck it. My bro, who I'm telling you about, that's my cameraman too. This nigga do everything. So we hit up the lead, like, yo, what's up? Hey, hit this nigga up, see if he want to meet up in the park or some shit. Like, so we can do this. I'm just gonna trip to be for no reason. So the nigga respected that shit. He pulled up. We pulled up in the hood too. It was in the trenches over there, 45th and Mon Creek over there in Jacksonville. Got them, set everything up, thudded that nigga. They posted the battle. Oh, 30. It was, yeah. They posted that shit. Everybody in my league going crazy. I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be our new guy. Yeah, yeah. Took off from there, man. Hadn't stopped ever since. A year after that, Don Marino just get a hold to me because I'm battling on the gates. I battle a lot of Zay. I get up there and I go crazy. He ain't know me from a can of paint, never heard of me. But he heard me say Florida Battle Rap, BBA.
Yeah.
I don't know that him and my league owner, who's like a bit pro to me now, they like bros. So he's standing behind
me. Oh, wow.
Him and YBS. Neither one of them don't know me. Standing behind me. I'm the only one in there. Nobody.
My nigga. YBS is a cool ass nigga, man.
Bro, man. Talented as fuck, too. So I'm going crazy. Everybody, I leave everybody in that bitch. Like, oh, we fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So I get a call from my league. I'm like, hey, Don Marino want to manage you. I'm like, what? Like, for real? So he got down. We've been bros and we've been linked ever since, man. I trusted him. I trusted the process. He trusted me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I know. He told me from the beginning, like, I got the spam, bro, to where when niggas, like, I feel like everybody tried to sell me a drink. I'm a nigga that come from nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I don't, yeah, whatever. He bitch, bro, you gonna make it. You already, bro, this 2020. You gonna make it. I'm like, all right, nigga, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I'll just for the battle. For real. And shit, but I'm on fucking URL, man. I'm like, this nigga, he knew, he seen something in me. He believed in me before I believed in my damn self. And yeah, man, this now we here. Ease versus Hansel on URL Silver Boy this Sunday. Second official URL battle outside of the Crucible process, man.
How is that URL process treating you? How's the new, kind of the new stardom? I know a lot of new people are reaching out to you that you probably, you know I mean, never knew before because you, hey, you're main stage nigga now, man. How's it kind of feel outside of just the battle rapping aspect itself? How's it kind of feel, you know what I mean? You regular nigga, man, and you not a regular nigga no more.
Hell, but I'm going to tell you, and it's because of what you said, the outside of battle rapping prospect. This shit is a job, man. Like, including the battle rapper process, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a job, bro. I done did a couple of podcast interviews, promo. That's some shit I've never done when I started battle rapping. So, like, just give me some promo shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting better at it, too. So, and I'm actually starting to like it. Like, that shit getting fun to me. In between, when I ain't got no battles, I'm gonna need to keep being on the promo, keep myself out there, active and relevant. So, is that when?
Hold up, you kind of cut out.
When you not battling on the card.
Okay. The reason I asked, because like, it's one thing to like know a URL battler that had been doing it a while. It's another thing to like, okay. Shit, nigga, what can I say? Like 6-7 months ago, we was both in the same spot trying to figure out phase two.
For real.
You see what I'm saying?
And now it's just like that whole thing that kind of flipped on his head, man. And it's exciting to watch you do your thing. But outside of screaming at grown men for money, what do you do for a living, man, outside of battle rap?
As far as working an actual job, I ain't did that in about a year and a half, almost 2 years. I started me and my daughters. First of all, I'm a full-time stay-at-home single dad. You know, I got two daughters, but my oldest one, I've been raised up by my sister since she was a little baby. That's my baby. She in the room right now playing and being aggravating and shit. So outside of that, I started me and my girls a business. You know, something simple, but everybody fuck with it, especially battle rap, man. I'm a country boy, so I'm a sweet tea and lemonade drinking fool. So I started us a business where I make sweet tea and I make lemonade from scratch. Nothing fake. I just use tea bags. I use actual lemon, water, and sugar. Then I got fruit flavors. I get the flavor from the fruit myself, like on some old school shit, cutting open the fruit, putting them on the pot, on the stove, boiling that flavor up out of that type shit, everything natural, authentic. I brought it to the battle rap community, man. They in love, but they going crazy. So we do pretty good with that. And I named it after them too. You know what I'm saying? So that's really I'm just a worker. That's their shit. You know what I'm talking about? Like they the bosses. I'm the employee. You know what I'm saying? So when they get older, they gonna have like, okay, if you wanna go to college, you can go to college. If you wanna work for somebody, you can work for somebody. But if all else fails, you got this right here. You don't have to do nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm trying to change shit for mine because nobody was there to do that for me and my brothers and my sister. You know what I'm talking about? So that's what I do. That's what I be working on, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I get a couple of side hustles in here and there. You know what I'm talking about? But for the most right, yeah. For the most part, that's all it is. All
right, so one thing I will say, and I'm gonna hit you over the head real quick with this one. What is your favorite place to perform outside of? I'm gonna use Florida because that's like you consider that home. So outside of Florida, what's your favorite place to perform?
Easy, and if y'all can tap in with these brothers, and I say brothers because that's what they is to me. These is my brothers. West Memphis, Arkansas. League of Championship Culture.
Man! That nigga NASA!
Bro, let me tell y'all, first of all, look, outside, I ain't even gonna talk about him just yet, because he the chair on top, you know what I'm saying? But, man, first of all, Memphis, period. Like Memphis and West Memphis, you're gonna go there, you're gonna have the best food in your life, go down to Beale Street. Go to BB King, go to Jerry the King, Lawler, and or like it don't really matter. All the food is, oh my god. Me, Don, and YBS, we go there, we eat so amazingly. Then on top of NASA, he do like I'd be surprised if anybody ever said, oh, NASA don't do good business or anything negative about NASA. Like I don't think I ever heard that. Man. I don't think I would ever hear that, man, because he do more than good business. That man take care of you, for real. Especially if he locked in with you, he fought with you. Like, he hit me up. Hey, little bro, like, I already know what you finna say, bro, but I'm finna shoot you something, nigga. Nigga tell me, bro, I want to be the first one to pay you outside of you. I ready to hit you over the head with a bag whenever you call. I got you, bro. I'm like, and I tell him, bro, he one of the people I never charge. Like, if he do pay me something, I never charge him what I charge anybody else. Cause that's a one solid nigga. Like, me and this nigga, we get on the phone and we talk for hours. Like, he a father too, you know what I'm saying? He got daughters, he got son. Like, we both from the trenches, you know what I'm saying? We can relate to each other. So that's my motherfucking guy. And I ain't gonna lie, it remind me of the crib with Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I go over there, I feel like I'm at home. And the crowd over there, I'm gonna tell you, when you first go there, them boys over there, when you battling somebody from Memphis or West Memphis from the league, they celebrities over there. You know what I'm saying? So your
come out there.
But when you go, if you start wilding out that bit, oh, they gonna love you. They one thing about them, they love their people, but they gonna show love to you if you fight. So man, like, they treat me like I'm one of them when I go out there. You know, they show me all the love. I done went out there twice and went crazy. They go crazy for I mean, you know what I'm saying? So definitely League of Championship culture. That'll definitely be my favorite spot to battle now.
Fire. All right. I need give me what you would consider your best battle or your favorite battle, and consider your worst or least favorite battle.
My best is from 2 years ago, me versus Ron Compton. That's my favorite one. And I feel like that's still my best one. People say I got a couple of them that's better than that. But to me, that's my battle that put me out there where I had niggas like, oh, shit, he that nigga for he's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one that got niggas from URL on my radar and all that. So, Eve versus Ron Compton, for sure. And if I could say, like, my least favorite battle, I'd probably have to say me versus Sway several, a couple months ago. Because I mean it was actually like you can tell, like it wasn't a trash battle. You can tell that it was actually supposed to be a real good battle, but his energy was off because his brother had just died. That next day he had to leave out and bury his brother. So he wasn't there he wasn't there mentally and I wasn't there physically. Like I tried to turn up energy wise, but my dog, I needed to stretch, do something, like get like a good 4 or 5 hours of sleep because I just came off the road from battling on my other brother, our Crucible brother, Ton. Shout out to Ton and Pirates Battle League. Shout out to them. I just battled less than 24 hours over there. Went over there and went crazy. I caught me one of them, caught me a body over there and hit the road straight over there to battle Sway Silver, like again, less than 24 hours later. So I was a little fit, you know what I'm saying? And then I got a little comfortable when I seen him. I was like, oh, shit, I ain't got to go that hard. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's that effect, even though you want to go hard here in time. So I'll probably say that one just because I'm an energetic-ass nigga. The energy.
You've always.
Yeah, the energy went on 10. It was like, you know, it was flowing, like you know what I'm saying, between like halfway and, like, you know, between the 5 and 10 area. So I say that one is where you'll see, okay, E's energy went all the way on like that. But, yeah, that one. And E's versus Ron Compton, if you want to see, oh, yeah, this nigga get crazy for it.
Bang. Okay. So, do you have a 2-on-2 battle out?
Match it. My first one that was supposed to go down didn't go down. Me and Don Marino versus Evan Squico. I'm going to say that we still kind of had that in the works. It's just going to be put on the back burner for now. But for now, I ain't got none. Now, I would definitely love to do some. I see a lot of people talking about they want to see me and Swamp do a 2v2. That'll be crazy. You know, also you are real shit. Me and my big brother Fonz, that's my bro. We definitely would get together on some 2v2 shit for URL. You know, so I got a couple of niggas that I feel like I would have a real, you know, that we talk about doing 2v2s with. So I hear that shit fun as hell. I seen you and Poppy G. Versus that shit was different, man. Like, and y'all boys got to be enjoying. Y'all boys was in sync. Y'all had that chemistry. You know what I'm saying? So I know that shit is supposed to be fun, like an all-star game.
Always fun.
But it's kind of like pressure too. Like, damn, if I could get my line, I might fuck bro up type shit. So you got to be on your shit too.
It's not even for like, okay. If you say it slightly different, they may not realize that that's their cue. So you got to just be, it takes a lot of practice. And I can tell you a funny story about that. We actually would have went crazier. But when we on our way to Little Rock, my fucking car broke all the way down completely. And this was a brand new car. So I actually know how I was going to get back to Dallas. And I found that out a day before I had to rap. So I'm in that trying to figure out how I'm gonna get home.
Right.
While practicing, a whole bunch of shit had went. And Poppy G got a whole nother story. This nigga randomly got 2 new kids. Poppy G's like, if anybody don't know, Poppy G from Little Rock, Arkansas is a super nigga. This nigga do everything super in the motherfucking world.
Right.
This nigga so it was something with his family. He just had to adopt 2 kids. Just adopted them. I'm like, when did this happen? He like, yeah, nigga, I'm raising 2 kids now. We just got to practice. And we was able to go crazy, but we could have went even harder. We just didn't have that opportunity.
Oh, yeah, y'all boys, definitely. Y'all boys was on the bullshit in that bitch, for real. Y'all boys are going, I like the, let's see if I can look. I want to fuck it up, but McMahon knew he had no chance. Bro,
oh, shit.
Yeah, y'all wasn't cooking in that bitch, for real.
All right, so give me one URL and one non-URL name you want to battle out of respect.
Well, other than on URL, other than the obvious, and then, okay, you said non-URL too, so other than the obvious, of course. A URL name, like I said, other than the obvious being Swamp. I would say my nigga, I'd probably say my nigga Al, for sure. Like, we got mutual respect for each other. That's my dog. And that'll be a punch fest. Two big-ass aggressive niggas up there going punch crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely say Al. Outside of URL, and this is just going off of what I've been hearing lately. I've been seeing URL people say this. You know him, actually. My guy named Hustle from I think he's Hustle. From Louisiana.
Fucking fire.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing battle from New Orleans.
Yeah, shout out from to my the nigga Spills. Spills put me on to him for Rick. I already heard about him from what's it called? Midnight Madness.
Yep.
I'd already heard about him from there. Yeah, but I hadn't necessarily seen his work. So Spills was playing some of his shit when he was on Spaces, and then I went and actually watched it. I'm like, okay, I see why niggas, because he a puncher too. He's Southern,
yeah,
and he be punching. One thing niggas gonna do, bro, and this is why I'm going so crazy like this, and I want more of my, and then like a lot of niggas don't know this. The Crucible this year had, the South had the most picks make it to the new URL roster. Yep. Picks of us. You know what I'm talking about? Niggas gonna start respecting the South, man. The South, we got some of the best punchers. Me, Don Marino, you be punching like crazy. Hold on, nigga. I'm gonna get what you gonna do. My favorite line, bitch. Gucci Bus. Nigga, these shits bust out of prison.
Out of prison.
Nigga, like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep saying it. It was a good amount of y'all, phase two and phase three, that they dropped the ball on, man. They definitely dropped the ball on him. And here go the other one, who I feel like, of course, I'm a puncher, and I'm saying this. I feel like this nigga is the best puncher in the South. And this is my bro. I might be a little biased. League of Championship culture. My nigga, Baby James, bro. Baby James. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Right. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He's probably going to be one of the next people I'm going to try to get an interview with. I already know he went dumb on Survivor Series. I know he
you
did.
I'm going to let him explain it to you. Wait, yeah. I'm going to definitely let him, because I talked to him, and he talked to me, and I was like, damn. You know, I was a little upset for him. But he go give you the story or whatever. But, that nigga.
I'm not going to lie, and this ain't like a battle rap blog or whatever, but it was kind of weird that the whole Survivor Series weekend kind of came and went.
I think every day they had a couple of guys back out and not show up. If you see what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, I'm gonna let bro explain to you or whatever. But just know, like, this nigga, he definitely in his phase two performance, him versus Zeke, I feel like both of them niggas should have got picked as well, along with you. Like, them niggas went crazy, man. Baby James, Eric, sometimes this nigga ain't even got a sit up. Eric Lyon, what's crazy is he's a boxer. He's a battle raps like he boxing. He slugging your ass with Eric. Boom.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I'm like, God damn, this motherfucker can punch. You know what? I was stuck in between. I don't want to run into him, and I do want to run into him. You know what I'm saying? Because he go crazy.
You and Baby James, if I ever had to battle y'all, those would be battles I wouldn't even try to out-rap you niggas. At that point, y'all getting pimp talked the whole battle. Ain't no reason. Y'all got fucked up. Y'all finna get all of the smoothest. ain't no way I'm finna, especially, like I said, especially with your style. You have a big stage style. Your energy's big. Your mannerisms are big. Your voice, it's yours. So nobody on URL sounds like you.
Sounds like me. Exactly.
So with that, it's hard to say you can just lose to people. A lot of times it's either going to be debatable or you fuck somebody up. Because if you come with your shit, somebody's going to like that shit more than what the other nigga rapping, period. So that shit is just, look, man.
It's low key, like, what you saying I had before. I never wanted to hear this shit. Because Don been telling me this shit for a while. But I got a cheat code. You know what I'm talking about? Me being a country nigga. Like, I'm like, man, fuck all that, man. I'm finna get in here and punch. He was like, yeah, bro, of course. Do your thing like you a puncher. But, like, bro, something that, like, don't forget to just be, don't get caught up in rapping. Be your goddamn self. They gonna fuck with you.
They told me.
And I started noticing that. Niggas say some crazy ass shit. Like, phase two, I had a crazy room rocker. Next thing you know, I was just like, he lame ass. And I kept saying it. The crowd started saying it with me and laughing, you know? I'm like, okay, y'all like to eat this shit. Okay, I got you, you know? You know, so, yeah, what you said, like, a lot of people going to be drawn to me regardless. And now that I'm on that big platform, I understand now. It ain't all about wins or losses. It's about being entertaining enough to the fact that where these people want to keep seeing me get my demand higher. And that's gonna get that bad high. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm more focused on.
Nigga, Averb 1 in 10 on the app. Exactly. People want the next Averb app.
I
want
to see this nigga.
Nobody give a fuck about goddamn wins and losses. Rap good, be entertaining, get that fan base, bro. And you are a motherfucking superstar. Period.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, for real, man.
When the white folks start, you know what I mean, start coming through and just fucking with you, don't forget to call your boy, goddamn it.
Always, you already know it's always love, man. You my guy, for real, always and forever, man.
Tell that boy Don, hit me up. Whenever y'all got something in Florida, I'm ready to come out there. Tell that nigga fuck with me, it's time to work. And anything that you got going, any links, anything, send me the website for the lemonades and stuff like that so I can post it as well. You are one of my closest partners in this battle rap shit, man. And as you progress, this ain't gonna be the last time you on Pimp Talk, bro. I just want you to know this right here has just been the biggest appreciation video to my nigga Ease. Go watch Ease right now on the URL app.
You too, bro.
Phase 3, Crucible Phase 2, or any other battles versus on URL. This man, hey, he gonna be a household name on
that. You too, my guy. Shout out to everything you got going on. It, like, this man talented as hell, y'all. It ain't nothing this nigga can't do out here. Like, for real. Talented as fuck, man. Much love to you. Got nothing but love for you. My brother for life, for real. And I appreciate you taking the time out to have me come on too, man.
Hey, man, you know what time is. Let me close this out so we can get up out of here. I don't put no hoes on the strip. Use a smooth talker, swift hand to break down the bitches to respect that I get energy, effort. It's the time that is spent, and our time is money. So they're going to reimburse every cent. That don't make sense. You was not here with URL, Big Stage, Ease. That's my nigga, man. Hey, I love you guys. Love you, bro.
Sure, love you, too.